What if the single biggest factor in your patient's recovery outcomes has nothing to do with your clinical protocols and everything to do with how safe your staff feels showing up to work? Right now in 2025, physical therapy leadership teams are having a conversation that's long overdue. Staff burnout, clinician injuries, and inconsistent gait training outcomes are hitting rehab units across every care setting. Acute hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, home health, you name it. The Bureau of Labor Statistics ranks healthcare support workers among the highest risk occupations for musculoskeletal injuries in the country. That's not a footnote. That's a crisis. And GaitBuddy LLC just published a framework that reframes how leaders should be thinking about it. First, equipping your clinicians IS your patient care strategy. When a PT is manually compensating for inadequate equipment, bearing load that a proper aide should handle, their attention is split. Patients feel that divided focus. The research is clear. Clinician confidence directly shapes patient participation. And patient participation drives faster recovery, longer lasting mobility gains, and higher satisfaction scores. You can't separate those two things. Second, staff safety isn't an afterthought. It's a co-equal priority. GaitBuddy's industry framework explicitly names three goals for superior rehabilitation aids: enabling clinician care, promoting active patient participation, and reducing workplace injuries. Not in that order of importance, equally. Facilities treating these as siloed concerns are losing on every metric that matters. Third, retention is downstream of equipment decisions. Staff who feel protected stay longer, train newer colleagues better, and bring higher energy to every patient interaction. That's not a soft culture point. That's a compounding operational advantage. One upstream leadership decision, how you equip your team, creates a cascade of downstream results. Here's your action item. Before your next team meeting, pull your last 6 months of clinician injury reports and your staff turnover data side by side. Ask yourself honestly, are we treating equipment investment as a strategy or as an expense we're trying to minimize? If it's the latter, that's exactly where your outcomes gap is hiding. Send that comparison to your department head today and start that conversation. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want a, I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.